paragraph ches, vezehu kabeid esovicho vesimecho, leman yarichun yomecho. And now we understand the next commandment that follows Shabbos is the commandment of respect for one's parents. It's interesting that we're mentioning this right now. There's a few items that I want to mention regarding today's shiur. Number one, today is scheduled to be the funeral, the levaya, of Chaim of Sholem, Reb Chaim Moshe, the father of a close friend who usually joins us for this shiur, Yehuda Wurzel. The shiur should be Le'ilu Nishmasai. Number two, today is also the yahrzeit of the brother of Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrecha, Reb Yehuda Zev, Reb Yisrael Abba. The shiur should be Le'ilu Nishmasai also. And thirdly, another person who usually joins us, Moshe Baruch. His baby needs a refuah shalema. Noam Avraham ben Ilanit. The learning should be for a refuah shalema for him. Mitoch Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay. Vezehu kabeid esavicho vesimecho leman yarichon yomecho. This is why this mitzvah follows Shabbos. Respect your parents so that you will have long life. V'dosh Rabbi Seinazal, and the Gemara says, what do we mean by long life? Long life means lo'olam shekula yoruch. You'll live in the world of long life, which means you'll make it to olam haba. That's where there's real longevity of life. Watch how Rabbi Nosenzal is going to explain this now. Ki Rabbi Seinazal amru, our rabbis tell us in Pirkei Avos, toiv lo'odom sheloi nivra mishenivra, that a person, a human being, would have been better off not being created than being created. Vim Cain, and that being the case, kosher, we have a very big question. Lama Nivra, why did Hashem create us? If we would have been better off not being created, why did he create us? Upirush Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran Tanina, chapter 39, Shekifi Pigei Ho'olam Hazeh, based on all the suffering and all the problems and all the crises in this world, in this physical world, bevadai toiv shaloi nivra. We can certainly say on a certain level that a person would have been much better off not coming into this place, staying out of this place. Aval bishvil hatachlis. However, if we reflect, if we think about the goal, if we think about where a person can get to as a result of being in this world, if we look at this world as a springboard, where a person, like a diving board, a person presses down on the diving board, they go all the way down, and because they went down, that shoots them up, up, up in a very high direction, so that being in this physical world could be looked upon as a yerida. It's going down, but through this world, a person has the ability to shoot up to a very, very high special place. Bevadai toiv mashenevra. In that sense, looking at it that way, it's a tremendous benefit to the person that they were created, meaning that they were put into this physical world. While a person's in this world, it's a terrible place. It ain't even a nice place to visit. There are places that are nice to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there, right? You have that expression. This place isn't even a nice place to visit. It's terrible in many, many different ways. But Rabbeinu Zal says, if you realize where you can get to as a result of having been in this place, it makes it very worthwhile. Ki yefsher lahaneshama lahasig hatachlis bechinas Shabbos ki al yedei shoiveres bazor ha'olam hamaisa. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, it's impossible for a neshama, for a soul, to get to Gan Eden, to recognize its ultimate success, without having first gone through this physical world. Ayin Sham, look over there in chapter 39, in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. V'yalkein nismach leman yarichun yomecho etzel mitzvahs kibud daika. Now you'll understand why the Torah specifically says, so that you'll be zeicha to long life, right next to the mitzvah of having respect for your parents. Why? Listen to this. Because there are certain people who are going to have a big question Lomoloi lechabed ove ve'imoi. Why should I respect my father and mother b'shvil sheheviu oisoy leze oilam? Because they brought me to this world? There's a Gemara that says a person's better off not coming into this world. So a person would want to take a baseball bat and start chasing his parents and say, why did you do this? Why did you bring me into this world? As we know, in reality, there are many people who eat their hearts out, many people who complain and they growl, and they say, why did I have to be born? What do I have to live for? Why do I have to be in this world? Based on the tremendous suffering and difficulty and struggle that they incur in this world. Person says, What did I need this for? And as the Pasuk says in Navi, Odom lo'olmol yulod, man was born to struggle. Ktsar yomim usvaroiges, short days and full of anger, full of bad temperament. So a person would say, you talk about respect, I should appreciate my parents. What kind of appreciate? I'd like to tell them something. They would have done me a big, big favor if they didn't bring me into this chas v'shalom, into this world. Ach be'emes, but the truth is, b'shvil ha'tachlis, sheyizke afilu ha'pochoy shebepchusim, v'hakal shebekalim. If we look at the future, which even the lowest of the low and the weakest of the weakest Jews will be zeiche to, bevadai kedai kol ha'yisurim v'atzoroi shesoivel bozeh oilam v'achramisa. It is definitely worth it, all the suffering and pain and anguish that the person suffers while they're physically in this world, and the suffering that they have after they pass away. Ki hakol kedai b'shvil hatachlis. Because it's all worth it 100% to get to that ultimate, ultimate success, to that ultimate place, that olam haba. Rav Nosson Zalietz now, rak mi shehu chochom emes. However, a person who has brains, a person who's really smart, v'roya es hanoilad, and looks at what's up ahead, humiyashiv atzmoy, that person thinks, lom aloy lizboil tsar v'yisurim harbe bezoilom, why should I go through a lot of suffering and pain and everything in this world? Bifrat achar misa, especially the suffering that I'm going to have to go through after I die, all the suffering in the grave and Gehenna and all of that, if I won't live a proper life, if I won't do the right thing in this world, and in the end, what's going to be left of me? Why go that route? Why live a life of sin or stupidity and everything and have to go through so much pain and suffering? The person's better off to live a good life, to do good deeds, and thereby be saved from the bitter punishments and suffering that people have to incur after they pass away if they live the wrong way. And even while I'm living in this physical world, it'll be much easier to handle all the struggles of the physical world if I live a good, healthy, religious life. Kayadua, as is known. This is something that Rav Nosson Zal speaks about in a few places in Likutei Halachos, one of the places where he discusses the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say? How is it worded? It's about that part. How should a Jew live? Pas b'melach toichal, that you should eat bread with salt, umayim b'masoratishta, and drink water. And if you do that, ashrecha v'tovlach, fortunate are you, and it's very good. And the Mishnah says, ashrecha, fortunate are you in this world, in the physical world, v'tovlach, and it's great in the next world. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, in other words, the Mishnah says, if you live a very, very, very simple life, minimum, every all, minimum, 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 you know, minimum house, minimum everything. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, hold on, I don't get it. You know, you're telling me that if I live on bread and water and I sleep on the floor, Vala Oretz Tishna says sleep on the floor, I'm gonna have a good life in this world. Could you explain that to me? Rav Nosson says most definitely. Let me make it perfectly clear. Those people who come into this world thinking that the goal in this world is luxury and wealth, those people usually suffer much, 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 much more than people who make up their minds coming into this world that this world is just a way station, transit. I'm in transit. I'm headed to my final destination, to my permanent destination. This is just a way over station for a couple of hours, couple of days, couple of years, whatever it is. And therefore, the less baggage that I have in this world, the less association with this world, the better. A person who makes up their mind that way, that person, whatever minimum they have, they'll be satisfied with, because they're not looking for more. They don't expect more. They expect minimum. Again, when you're in transit, when I'm in transit, I don't have my whole refrigerator with me, and I don't have my whole pantry that I have a selection of 35 different kinds of drinks that I can. When I'm in transit, I take along a bottle of water. I take along this, you know, something to have along, period. If a person realizes the purpose of this world and the purpose and the next world, that person will realize that to be able to enjoy and be satisfied while I'm living in this world, the only way to do that is minimum. Minimum, 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 to make up my mind that I'm only interested in minimum. I don't need a lot, and I don't want to, and not look at whatever what anybody else has. Just going for the minimum, minimum. A person, and why? To focus on my goal in this world. My goal in this world is that I'm headed to a final destination, and the only way I'm going to be able to enjoy life in that final destination is if I bring the proper merchandise with me, the proper goods, which is mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, Torah mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. So Rav Nosson Zal says, a person who chooses that way of life, not only will he have Olam Haba, but his Olam Hazeh is usually a billion times better than other people who could have much, much more wealth and much more. And yet you see that they're suffering. You see they don't know what it is to be happy. They don't know what it is to be satisfied. They don't know the purpose of life. So everything they have is lacking the battery. It's lacking the heart of the thing. What's its use? If I know that I'm only in this physical world for 70 years or for 80 years, whatever it is, what good does this house do, this gigantic house, or that whatever it is, all this, what good is it? What is, you know, if it's temporary, it's mamish temporary. It's only if a person knows that I can use that for eternity, that if I have a house and I make sure to beautify it spiritually, the right mezuzahs, brachas being made, you know, that the house is being used every minute I can for serving Hashem, pleasing Hashem, for building the future house, the real house, then it has meaning to it. Then every minute in that house I enjoy. I enjoy because every time there's a mitzvah done, it's a, wow, I know that this is eternity. It's not something that a flitty kind of thing. People who have no religion, they make a fabulous party in their house. They spend $1 million, $1 million on one night. They have the most, people do this in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills. Such things have been heard. $1 million for one night of an extravaganza like you never saw before, of food and every kind of physical pleasure in the world. But the person wakes up the next morning or 6 months later and the person says, what? I blew $1 million on the one, and what do I have now? I have indigestion? What did I get out of it? It was such a temporary, such a flitty kind of thing, you know, it's such a passing thing. There's so little that remains from it. Versus a person who knows the real goals in life, there, that person, even in the physical world, even while he's down here in this place, which is wall-to-wall suffering and problems, he knows each time he gets to do a mitzvah, it's like he found a diamond, a trillion-dollar diamond in the mud. He's groping around his mud. True, he's filthy, smelly, yichy, dichy, buchy. I'm in a filthy place, and it's horrible. But boom, I found another diamond, you know, and another diamond, another diamond. And these diamonds I know are going to come to very, very good use. And afterwards, the person will be zeicher to what he's zeicher to Gan Eden, about which the Torah says, Ayin lo ra'asa, no eye has ever seen the incredible beauty and goodness that's there. Aval al kol panim, soif kol soif, gam hatachlis hama'at dema'at, sheyizke hakal shebekalim, oila al kol hatzorois vayisurin sheshova bozoilam v'yahakach. So Rav Nosson says, at least the minimum that's true is that in the end, even that drop of a drop of Gan Eden, that the lowest Jew, the Jew who was least religious, least mitzvah, the minimum portion of Gan Eden that person's going to enjoy will far, far surpass. The pleasure there will far, far surpass all the pain and suffering that the person endured both in this world, while they were living in this world, v'yacharkach, and what they suffered afterwards. Afterwards meaning Gehenim and Chibut HaKever and all the different suffering that people go through. U'bishvil zeh bevadai hu mechuyov l'chabei desove v'simo yishevi oyserlam. And for this reason, now I could understand why it is a mitzvah to show respect and appreciation for my father and mother who brought me into this physical world. Me'achar she'al yodom yizge letachlis kozeh, because it's through them, through my parents, who brought me into this terrible, terrible physical world, through this I'll be zeichetu letachlis kozeh, to such a goal, to such a finality, she'i'efsher lizgoyselov shum malach, which no angel can achieve, can get to. The angels are not in Gan Eden. Kiyim nishmois Yisrael, only the Jewish souls, al yedei shohoyo bozeh ho'olam daika, only because we lived in this physical world, sheyesh boy achizas hasheker, which has all of this sheker, all of this falsehood in it, because the taivos kela, and has all of this, these physical desires, the materialistic desires. It's only by having been down here that a person has the potential, the ability to get up there, to get to Olam Haba, to get to Gan Eden.